If you have your Bible, turn to the 24th Psalm. The 24th Psalm. I want to begin reading at verse 3. And the Bible says, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek Thy face, O Jacob, Selah." What do you think about that? I want to preach just a little while, if I can see, on our condition in Christ Jesus. Our condition in Christ Jesus. As we gather this morning, this side of eternity, we have one more opportunity to praise Him. We have one more opportunity to magnify His name. We have one more opportunity just to worship Him in spirit and truth. And oh, how gracious He is to give us this opportunity. And I hope we don't take it for granted this morning that there's a good God of glory that's smiling down on us this morning from the heavens above. Just looking down to where we're at and thanking, praise God, you for being here this morning. I want to say we're not here by accident. We're here on purpose, amen, to just glean from the precious truth of God's Word. And as we begin to see the writings of old David, he begins to pin her down and he begins to point us to that point of redemption, that place where we can be one of these days in a little while. Thank God he gives us that no-so assurance through the precious Word of truth. Now he begins to ask some questions here, and as we think about this and our condition in Christ Jesus, I want to say one day, friends, we're all going to stand before a just God. We're all going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to give an account of our life. You say, "Preacher, are we going to be, whether we're saved or not? If you're saved, it'll be about the works that you've done after you're saved. If you're lost, it'll be done all the works that you've done. And see if you're good enough to get in." I want to tell you, praise God, if you're trusting on your works to get in, you'll be left out. Amen. Praise God. Those books are open in another book, and everything that you ever done will be laid out plain. There won't be nothing obscured, nothing that you can hide on that day. But praise be to God, when we stand before a just God, amen, He'll give a just judgment. Amen. Praise His holy. I'm glad we serve a just God this morning. Praise the Lord. But as we see in our text this morning, he asks some questions here. And I want to pray this morning, we ought to ask ourselves some questions. Amen. We ought to be questioned. The Bible says we'll judge ourselves lest we be judged. We need to look at ourselves and see where we're at and our attitude of mind. Amen. If we get our attitude right, lined up with the attitude of God, praise God, God will bless us on purpose. But he begins to ask these questions. He said, "Who shall ascend?" Now that means to rise up. He said, into the hill. That's a high place. Amen. Hey, I want to praise God. Brother Rex, I believe we can get there now if we want to get there. I believe we can rise up right now if we want to do that. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of people around us that's watching today would like to see us, praise God, rise up to a higher place. Amen. There's a lot of people that's watching. You say, "Well, preacher, we're Christians and people don't like us." Yeah, but I tell you what, they may not like you, but praise God, they're watching you to see how high you want to go. Amen. Praise God. We can go just as high with God today as we want to. I don't know about you. I'd like to just climb up into His arms, praise God, and just sit in His lap through the duration of this ride. Amen. That's what we need. He said if we draw nigh to Him, praise God, He'll envelop, praise God, us in His arms and give us loving. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like to snuggle up with Him. I like to feel the presence of God. Amen. Hey, I'm tired of old cold dead stuff. Praise God, the Bible said we've been quickened. We've been made alive. We're not dead no more, amen. We're alive in Christ Jesus. Bless His holy name. But He said, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord?" Now He's talking about this eternal, self-existent God. He said, who's going to rise up to that holy place, that high place with the Lord? And He asked another question. He said, "Or who shall stand," amen, that's to not only rise up to a place, but to be established in that place. Amen. I think a lot of times we rise up a little bit and then we'll fall back. And we'll rise up a little bit and we'll fall back. But he said, hey, what we need to do, praise God, as children of God, through faith in him, we need to rise up where he'd have us to be, and we need to be established there. Amen. I believe some of us need to get established. Amen. Pray, hey, it's easy just to play hit and miss. Huh? About anybody can do that. But pray, hey, an old lost person can play hit and miss. But praise God to say, he's asking some questions here. He said, who's going to ascend and who's going to stand? Amen. Who's going to be firmly, praise God, where God wants you to be? Lord, help us. Hey, you know who is? We are. Who's going to be standing, praise God? We are. Because we're not those that would quit. We're not of those that will back up. But praise God, we press on for the good cause of Christ. Amen. We can, praise God. Remember last Sunday morning, that I can attitude. Amen. You get an I can attitude, praise God, you can go places with God. Amen. We can if we want to, but we got to want to. You say, well, who's going to be able to ascend? Who's going to be able to stand? He tells us right here. He that hath clean hands. Amen. That's innocent hands. That's guiltless hands. Amen. Well, one of these days, Jesus is going to say, let me see your hands. Now let me see your heart. Amen. Hey, he is. And we're going to have to give an account. But he said, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. See, he's going to say, hey, those that's got in that's not, that's guiltless. And he said, if they have a pure heart, he said, it's going to be empty of this world and they're going to be clean, praise God, for God. Amen. He said, there's not going to be a bunch of this old junk that we hang on to and we say, well, you know, I just can't get rid of it. God says, praise God, hey, you know what, our Lord just come just as innocent as this little old baby. God said, if we had just come clean as little Alexis, praise God, she just looks and smiles, praise God. Hey, she don't hold nothing against nobody. Amen. She loves this old preacher. Every time I get up, it's the best show in town. Amen. Praise God. She gets excited when the preaching starts. Amen. I got to thinking, I was watching Amanda up there with her in her arms and praise God, Amanda just singing, praise God, her heart out. And that little old baby there, she's taking in every word. Amen. Hey, Daddy back there in the corner singing, Mama up there in the front singing. Praise God, little Alexis taking it in. Hey, that's what we ought to do with God's little children. Praise God, we ought to just take it in. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, just let it filter into our hearts and our minds that we can be pleasing to God. Amen. He said we need to come with clean hands and a pure heart. He said, now who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity? That very being, that vitality that we have in this old world. And he said, not lifted up unto vanity. That's that make it ruined and useless in this present hour. I'm afraid if we ain't very careful, we'll ruin our testimony. Amen? We'll ruin our testimony because we get out away from God and we begin to nor sworn deceitfully. That's to take an oath and falsely, take an oath falsely with a decision, to a decision that, hey, you know what, we're going to take an oath, but we're not really going to do it anyway. It's kind of like those New Year's resolutions that we make. We make them on December the 31st, January the 1st. We make a New Year's resolution that we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And in our mind, praise God, we say it, but we don't believe it in our hearts. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? Especially you ladies, you know, say, well, you know, come January 1st, all this has got to go. And I'm going to get back to my lean self again. In this year. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. Some of us have been or two too. Amen. But we make this resolution in our mind. But if we don't have it in our heart, you know what it is? It's just vanity. We got and we make a vow, but we don't ever intend on keeping that vow. I believe there's a lot of church people today that keep making vows and they don't keep those vows. The Bible says it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. Amen. You see the wrath of God. But he said, these people here, who's going to be in front of the Lord? Who's going to be presented to God? He said, those with clean hands and a pure heart, not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Amen. He said, these are the kind of people that's going to be represented. These are ones that's going to be represented by the great attorney on high, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. He's going to stand and plead our case. Amen. I don't know about you, but when he goes to call us out, I want to be in that number. Praise the Lord. Amen. But he said we need to have that pure heart. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. You won't see God. We got to get rid of this junk in our hearts. It's not only a mindset, but it's a heart attitude. And we have to purify our hearts so we can get in the presence of God. Hey, if we got a bunch of junk in our life, praise God, that's out here in front of us, that's keeping us from the face of God, we can't come in the presence of God. We got to get rid of that mess, amen. We got to clean house in order to get there. Because he said that the blessed are the pure in heart. So we've got to have, he tells us there, Jesus says in the Beatitudes, we got to have a pure heart in order to come into the presence of God. I think a lot of our prayers are for naught in the day that we live, amen. They're not going no higher than the rafters because we've got stuff in our heart. He said, when you come to offer a sacrifice, when you come to bow before God, he said, if you got all against your brother, he said, you might as well just leave it there and go fix it. Or your prayers ain't going to be answered. Amen. We've got to learn in this day and hour we live to fix things. You say, well, how do we do that? By getting a hold of God and let God get a hold of us. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says this. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. He said, I beseech you. He said, I desire some things for you. Amen. According to the mercies of God. He said, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. He said, it's not dead. And it's not in the deadness. But he said, I beseech you that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy. That means without defect. It's not a defective. Amen. It's holy. He said, holy and acceptable. That's pleasing to God. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He said, it's just a service, Brother Charles, that makes sense. If we're a child of God, logic ought to tell us that things ought to be some kind of attitude that's Godward. Amen? They ought to be something in our hearts and our minds that would lead us toward Christ, that would point us toward Calvary, would point us to glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. And something in you, pray God, ought to take place in you that appoints you towards Calvary. It ought to point you towards glory. Amen? He said, and be not conformed to this world. He said, we can't be fashion like us. You know, a lot of us want to be in fashion. That's what's wrong with a lot of things. We want to be in fashion. We want to be looking like everybody else. We want to fit in. But we can't as children of God. Because this world is vile and wicked. Everywhere around you, you see vileness in the day and hour we live. And he said, we can't be conformed to this world. You say, well, preacher, if we can't conform, what do we do? I'm glad you ask. He goes on in verse 2 and he says, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said there ought to be a when you get born again, amen, there ought to be a metamorphosis takes place in your life. You are that old, cold, dead sinner, praise God, lost in your sin. That's where we were. I hope we've come out of that. See, it's just like that little worm that goes in, spins that cocoon and goes in there. And since inside there, there's some changes take place. There's a renewing of the mind. Amen. What has to take place is a renovation. Hey, when you start renovating, you got to do some things. Amen. Robert and Susie's renovating their home. Amen. In order to renovate, praise God, it means you got to do some cutting and you got to do some tearing and you got to do some sawing and you got to get rid of some of that old stuff. Yeah. Amen. And sometimes when you start doing that, you create a lot of debris. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Don't quit on me. Sometimes when you start renovating, praise God, when you start renewing, Lord God, you got to get rid of a lot of old stuff. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Stuff that you can't use. There's probably some stuff in there when you start renovating that you can use over. But we have to be careful what we use over. Because when we get to cutting out, praise God, some of that stuff we cut out might have some rot in it. Amen? If you've got some rot in it, praise God, and you put it back in there, you're defeating your purpose. But when you go to cutting that out and you begin to observe it closely, See, that's what we got to do with the Word of God. We got to look at it. We got to observe it closely according to what God says. And if it don't line up with what God says, we need to chunk it. We need to throw it out in the renovation process. Amen. We need to get rid of that old junk that so easily besets us. It causes us to go in the wrong direction. Anything that would pull us away from God. You young people, listen to me. Look at me a minute. Anything that'll pull you away from God, you better leave it alone. Amen. We need to. You need to think about what you're doing every day of your life, every moment, praise God, and think about whether God would be pleased with what you do. And if God won't be pleased with it, then you better leave it alone. Amen. So the renovation process, that renewing of your mind, praise God, it says it's getting rid of that other stuff, cutting it out, sawing it out, beating it out. Amen. It may be, Brother Robert, you got to take a sledgehammer, praise God, and just beat it out of there. Amen. You might have to get serious with it. Amen. You might have to get to the place, praise God, as you're not playing no more, but you decide you've got a sincerity, praise God, about your renovation process, and you begin to say, Lord, I need your help. I'm going to take a sledgehammer and get rid of this mess. Amen. Praise God, you get the sledgehammer of God on it. It'll move. Now, a lot of times, praise God, we say, well, you know what? Hey, you're something, preacher. You just don't realize how deep-rooted that is. Oh, yeah, I do. I know how deep the devil can dig.
Yeah.
But praise God, when you get in that renovation process, and praise God, you get sincere in moving things, and you begin to cry out to God. I'm telling you what, this morning, He's a great big God of glory that can move them obstacles out of the way, praise God, and give you victory over your renovation process. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Our life in Christ. What Christ Jesus does for us, praise God, He's a renovator. Amen. These people say, well, preacher, I got saved 45 years ago and I'm just like I was then. Son, you didn't get it. Amen. You didn't go through the process I went through. Brother Jeff, I got a renovation process took place. When God saved me, and when I got sincere with Him, and I said, Lord, I want you to take care of things. Lord, I need you to take control of some situations. And God began to move in this old boy's life, and he began to change some attitude and some desires. Amen. I don't desire the things I used to desire. I took out and some of it, it was pretty deep-rooted. They had nailed it and screwed it and glued it. Amen. Yeah, it was in there solid. It was hard to get out. But you know what? Through prayers and supplication and a little bit of fasting, the Holy Ghost of God come in. That big old screw gun and a big jackhammer. Praise God. He began to work on that. I pray God, the depths of my soul, He began to shake me in the very fiber of my being. And next thing I know, those desires were gone.
Hallelujah.
Amen. A renovation process when we get the Lord Jesus Christ moving our life, not conforming to the world because it's convenient. Amen. It'd be a whole lot easier to say, well, you know, I just let that go. Yeah, you give an inch, a devil an inch, and he'll take a mile. He'll run down the depths of your soul and he'll do cartwheels. He'll keep you so tore up and so tormented, you won't know what, you'll be like a termite in a yo-yo. Amen. But praise God, if we sell out and we say, you know what? I want you to renew my mind. I want you to take away all those old CDs that I used to have. Amen. It's not towards God. And don't lift up the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to plant that stuff in my heart no more. Praise God, I want to get shed of it. Amen. You young people listen to that old rap music and that old junk. And they say, well, preacher, now there's Christian rap. Hogwash. God ain't in that jungle junk. Amen. Well, you got to get rid of that. What you got to do, you got to renovate yourself. You got to get rid of that because that'll infiltrate your mind. It'll destroy you down the depths of your soul. Amen. Got to get rid of it. That renovation process. Hey, you say, and I don't, hey, listen, and we don't, I tell you what, you don't take it. Don't take it and put it in a closet somewhere either. Amen. Because that'll be there to tempt you. What do, preacher? You take it and throw it out there in a garbage heap. You say, well, I'll take it down there to the thrift store. Take it down there to Goodwill. No, you say, that's just spreading junk. Hey, what you do, you take out there the garbage heap, you put it in a trash can, you stomp the trash can, you take it and set it out the curb. Yeah. Amen. You just get rid of it, praise God, in that renovation process. You know, you're sitting there, some of you sitting there looking at me like a calf looking Newgate. And you say, well, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. A little of that won't hurt me. I'm tough. I can take a little of that leaven and it'll not leaven the whole lump. I'm telling you what, you let that little bit of leaven in you, praise God, Brother Tim, and it'll leaven the whole lump. Next thing you know, praise God, you'll be chasing everything that that music's talking about. You'll be chasing those things. You'll be going out into the world. You'll be drinking your booze. You'll be partying. You'll be doing things that you should never thought about. Amen. But that beats in your head. Amen. I don't know why I'm going this way this morning. Somebody needs it. Somebody likes rock music. Amen. Somebody likes rap this morning. Somebody likes ungodliness of this world, praise God. But I'm telling you this morning, praise the Lord, he's a God of glory. If we'd fall in love with Him, praise God, all over again, He'll take that stuff away from us. I go flipping through the radio now. There's a few gospel stations I've got tuned into my radio. And I go flipping through the radio. Sometimes I'll hit on one of them other stations. And Brother Charles, it don't take me but just a minute to recognize that that ain't right. Listen to me. I don't have to listen to four or five songs to see whether or not that's infiltrating my mind.
Amen, preacher.
Some of you lay out church tonight to watch Super Bowl. Shame on you. You're already planning it.
Yeah.
They bringing the devil right into church. They got it on big screen.
Yeah.
Amen? We're bringing the world into church. We don't need it. Thank God we got enough the devil in us.
That's right.
Amen. We don't need that in the house of God. We don't need to promote the worldly stuff in the house of God. Thank God we need to promote some good godly attitudes. That'll help our heart. Oh, God, help us today. We're getting so caught up in the world. But we won't do that if we have a renewing in our mind. Something will take place in a renovation take place in our hearts.
Amen.
Be renewed.
Yeah.
Amen. I know all this in here.
Man.
But we got to be careful.
Yeah.
I mean, they open up the doors and say, devil, just come on in.
Ooh,
you know, during halftime, listen to me. I'm not finished with that yet. Halftime tonight, they have commercials. They say, well, that's the best part of the Super Bowl. The commercials. You know who's got a commercial on the Super Bowl tonight? Budweiser. Yeah! Budweiser. Amen? I say, preacher, you are saying it's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, devil's subtle, isn't he? They're going to open the doors tonight, put it on a great big screen. They're going to say, devil, just pour it in.
Yeah.
All these little old youngins here, you just fill them full.
Yeah.
Tell them how good Bud is.
Yeah.
I tell you, Bud never made nobody wiser.
Yeah.
Amen. It's out of the pits of hell, praise God. We ought to leave it alone. Stay away from alcohol. Stay away from drugs. Stay away from fornication. Amen. Keep ourselves pure, seeking a God of glory, looking for the day of our redemption.
Praise the Lord.
He's coming, praise God, and we're going, and we need to be ready.
Amen.
Bless His holy. What a Savior we got. We got an ever-present help. And so looking down on us this morning and says, I want to help Stony Ford Baptist Church. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy. What a Savior we have in Jesus. He said that renovation of your mind. Renewing your mind. That's our very intellect. In other words, He says we need to start thinking right. Amen? Say amen or old me. He said, in the renovation process, praise God, He said, we've got to start thinking right. What's right? That's Godward thoughts. Knowing that God, the great God of glory, loves us and He's got His eye on us. He's watching us. He's seeing us, not to be just beating us down, but to lift us up. He's there to help us if we'll let Him. If we could ever get in our intellect, praise God, a renovation process starts to take place. We get in our intellect, in our mind, praise God, that God's doing all this stuff for our good. Everything in your life, it's not good, He's wanting to get rid of. That way he can put take the bad out and put more good in. But if we don't go through that renovation process, it's our mind that's going to keep us out. See, the devil, he plays havoc with our minds. He gets in your mind and says, well, you know, preacher, if you do that, then you're good. Look what you're going to miss out on. He said, you won't get to go hang out with the boys. You won't get to go out with the girls because some things they do is not right. And just look what all you'll miss out on. Amen. Well, let me just tell you, take all those desires that you have for all those things. Take them up to the house of God. Amen. With a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Cry to a holy God and say, Lord, I need you to just fill me. And I need you to take all that stuff is in me and turn it into good stuff and good desires. And help me to pour my strength and my being. You know what it takes to be able to worship God? You got to have something to put in. Amen. We can come here all day long, every day, praise God. And if we come with empty hands and an empty heart, praise God, you won't take nothing out with you. But praise God, if you come with a heart that's a concern for lost sinners, if you come with a heart that's a look desiring God, God will meet with you. And He'll fill up your cup. Amen. He'll fill it up to overflowing, press down, push down. Amen. Glory to God. He'll fill up your cup. He'll fill up your cart so full that you can't get no more in it. And glory be God, He'll run over on old brother Bill and He'll take him a fit. Amen. When we begin to get our heart and our mind in sync. But we got to get hooked up. And we do that through the Holy Ghost of God. By the renewing your mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's good godly discernment. Amen. If there's ever been something that the church needs today, is good godly discernment. Amen. We need to be able to discern what's right. And we need to be able to go with God. Amen. We need to be able to trust Him. That's what discernment, that's just trusting the Lord. Amen. How do you prove Him? Just trust Him. Praise God. Just trust Him. He said to prove that which is good. You know what good is? Anybody know what good is? Good's that's not bad, praise God. Amen. That's what good is. I don't want none of the bad stuff. Hey, what we need to do is look for the good. And you know, we can even do that when we look at each other. It's easy to find faults. Hey, if you want to find faults, you'll find them before you get out of here today. You'll find it. Look at that preacher up there. He's sweating and a spitting and a slobbering, acting a fool. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the way He designed. I told you when I went to Bible college, I liked the Christ finishing. And that was how to preach the gospel. Amen. I couldn't take that claim. I didn't take that claim. I is what I is. Amen. Glory to God. And I walked back through that door back in 2006. Praise God, you knew how I was. And praise God, I ain't changed a bit. Amen. I'm still who I is. Amen. And I'm still going to preach it just like He gives it. I'm still going to tell it just like He says it. Praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. And if you'll get in here with me, praise God, we'll do this thing together for the glory of God, and you can shout the praises all the way to your house. Amen. Together for the glory of God. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. He said that good and acceptable, that's what's agreeable to God. Did you know we can do things that God agrees with? Now the world would have you believe, well, He's just a great big God. A gray-haired, beardy feller, praise God, white hair and a white beard that's up there just wanting to thump us in the head every time we mess up. That could be no farther from the truth. Great big God of glory is one that's loving us, praise God, and He's gently encouraging us to do right. To do that's good, not bad. Amen. That's agreeable to God. That He agrees with. Amen. For our glory. Not only is it agreeable, but it's perfect. Perfect, that means it's complete. It means it's complete. It's completely what God wants. I don't want it no other way. Amen. Amen. Whenever people talk about Stony Fort Baptist, some people talk about us. You know that. Hey, some people talk about us. They say, boy, them people up there at Stony Fort, plumb peculiar.
Yeah, thank God.
Amen. Yeah. They don't act right up there. They got a lunatic preacher that leads them. Amen. By the help of the Lord, and they do peculiar things. Word's got out on us, folks. You might as well just get in now. People already know how you are. Amen. That's all right, praise God. Say, you know what? Bible says I need to be separate, so I is what I is.
Amen.
By the grace of God. That's what Paul said. Amen. But he said we need to be complete in the Lord. Complete in His will. You know what that will, that word will there, that means have a determination. Amen. That determination of have, and that, by the way, that's passive. That means that we don't do it because we have to, but we do have a determination because we want to. That means having a, Brother John, means having an inclination to lean toward God. Amen. Because you want to, not because you have to. See, I believe there's a lot of Sunday morning quarterbacks. Amen. Down at the house of God. We come in on Sunday morning, you know, and we come because we're obligated, not because you want to be here. And you get in here and you're looking at everything and you're judging everything and you said, well, we ought to do it this way and we could do it that way. And instead of just getting in and say, praise God, we're just going to do it God's way.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't believe in programming the Holy Ghost of God out of a service. I believe in the Lord having His right of way in the hearts and minds of these people, moving up and down these pews, praise God, with liberty. Amen. So He said, when we begin to get complete in Him, perfect. Amen. Get in the will of God. Determined. Amen. With an inclination to just follow God. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about how much difference that would make in your life if you just determined and was inclined to just do what God wants you to do? You say, well, preacher, that would be hard. Being a Christian ain't easy. Going down to where you work ain't easy. Getting in a car and driving through town anymore ain't easy. But praise God, you do it, don't you? You set it in your heart. You decide in your mind that you're going to go from point A to point B. You're going to do A and you're going to go to B. And you do it every day. If we could ever, praise God, through the renewing of our mind, through the completeness of the Lord in His will, praise God, just decide with a determination that we're going for God, He would do the rest. Amen. He would take over from our praise God. It's like that old sticker. It used to be on cars. People said, God is my co-pilot. See, that's where we started messing up. We need to scoot over and let Him drive. Amen. We need to let Him behind the wheel. He knows where we need to go. Amen. We don't know where we need to go. We don't need to know what we need to do, but He knows. So if we just get it, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we just need to be obedient to Christ. Obedience. He says better than sacrifice. Amen. Obedience won't save you. Amen. Salvation is not in obedience. But when we begin to obey God, then we begin to get over in a joy world. Then we can rejoice. You remember what I told you rejoicing is? That's a verb. That's getting caught up in joy. When you get caught up in joy, you begin to rejoice. Amen. So when we begin to obey God, we begin to get in, praise God, on the ground floor. We begin to rejoice in Him, and we begin to have power in our lives. Amen. You know what's wrong with the churches today? There's so many people that's not obedient to God. It won't save being obedient. It's like living under law. It won't save you, but it'll get you started on the right direction. It'll bring joy. When you get joy, praise God, you'll get power in your life, and you won't be a part of some old cold dead something. Amen. You begin to get to a place in your life, praise God, where you can cry out to God and God will hear you. Amen. Well, He'll move in you, praise God. He'll move through you because He can. Praise the Lord. I had a whole much more verses here, but I ain't going to be able to get to it. It's almost 12:30. But I tell you what, God's so good to us today, praise God, if we'll just decide in our hearts and our minds, praise God, that we want to do that that's pleasing to a holy God, if we're inclined, praise God, towards Him, if we'll lean towards Him, it's like the psalmist says in Psalm 12, see, as a tree falleth, there does it lie. Amen. You know what makes a difference in that tree? It's what the direction it's leaning. Amen. Praise God, when that old tree falls, praise God, Brother Jeff, it's leaning to the left or to the right, that's the way she's a-going. And some one of these days, in a little while, me and you going. If we don't go by the rapture, we'll go by the grave. And it depends on. Hey, whenever some old preacher has to stand over your dead carcass and give a few words of a eulogy for you, praise God. All he can say is he was leaning toward Jesus. Praise God. Glory be to God. And he got the victory. He was leaning towards the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he fell, praise God, that's where he's at. But he may say, well, you know what? They was leaning a little bit more to the other side. And said, when he fell, I guess that's where he laid. You see, a lot of times people call you and they say, preacher, won't you do a funeral? Such and such. And you talk to them and say, well, what did they say? Well, I don't know. They never made a profession. They was a drunkard, you know, and they beat their wife and cussed the kids. And then they want you to get up there and say, well, you know, I believe you love the Lord. So now he's leaning the other way. Amen. However you're leaning, that's the way you're going to fall. I say the church today ought to be leaning towards Jesus. We ought to be have an inclination towards the Lord. Amen. Our condition, Lord Jesus Christ, he says, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? That's that sacred spot before God. He said, who's going to be able to ascend? Who's going to be able to stand? So he's going to ask, who? That's what he's asking today. Who's going to be able to ascend up? Who's going to be able to stand when they get there? He's going to say, listen, he's going to say, let me see your hands. What have you done for Jesus? Have you done more for Jesus than you've done for the world? Have you done more for the world than you have for the Lord? And you say, well, you might say, well, look, my hands is all calloused, Lord, I've done. And he said, well, okay. He said, I see your hands. He said, now, let me see your heart. Let me see your heart. What's that heart attitude? What, you said you've done all these things for me. So let me ask you, what was the attitude? Why did you do them? Why did you do those things? Did you do it because you wanted recognition? Did you do it because you wanted to be seen? Did you do it because you wanted to be praised? Or did you do it because you loved the Lord Jesus Christ and you wanted to point some old sinner toward the cross of Calvary? He said, let me see your heart. Let me see your hands.